just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 27th day of December, year of our Lord, 2016. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We're going to have open lines this first hour. Second hour, we hope to be joined by Mr. Leon Green. Here's our prepper tip of the day. Be sure you check out your bug out bag or bug home bag, as the case may be. For most of you, it's going to be a bug home bag. The bag you keep with you when you go to work or school so that you can have what you need to get home, whatever that might be. Now, it's going to be different for different parts of the country. If you're in the Rocky Mountains, your bug home bag is going to be different than if you live in Alabama or Mississippi or Louisiana. So be sure your bug home bag or bug out bag has what you need in there, that the contents are in a proper condition, whether it's food or water, and that you have those things handy whenever you leave home. That's your prepper tip of the day. We'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. I continue to monitor National Public Radio as a method of opposition research. There's been no slowing down of the anguish of the liberals over the Donald getting elected. Some of it's pretty silly in their attempts to marginalize Donald Trump, the things he's doing and planning on doing. Guilt by association is something that they've attempting to do. Here's what guilt by association is, at least when it comes to the Donald. Let's say the American Nazi Party wants to show their support for Donald Trump, which they may or may not have. I know there's different groups that have done so. Now, when a group does it without your knowledge or your consent, you have no control over that. You simply don't. It simply means that group supports that candidate. In the case of the Donald, however, the mainstream media is attempting to make it look like there's some kind of command and control connection between these white supremacist groups and the Donald. I should mention that Hillary Clinton was endorsed by the American Communist Party, but the mass media did not touch that with a 10-foot pole. did not mention it, no mainstream coverage whatsoever. Which they easily could have done the same thing, guilt by association. Of course, in the case of Hillary, the American Communist Party was quite proud of Hillary because she was carrying out everything that they would do if they had their own candidate in there. Everything. This inauguration takes place in only about 3 weeks or so. There's been people like Michael Moore and George Soros who were concerned will cause disruption at the inauguration. I have no doubt that the authorities will do everything they can to mitigate any issues there, any threats to the Donald or anybody there, or any protests getting out of hand. There's a lot of speculation about what might happen on that day. A lot of speculation. And at the moment, that's all it is, unless you have access to classified information about what is actually planned. George Soros has a track record of providing money and organizational talent to make protests happen. That's pretty well documented, even in my hometown, St. Louis. I was shocked that one of the local network affiliates discussed live on the air the fact that George Soros was providing the funding for people to come and protest regarding the Michael Brown Ferguson matter, which continues, by the way. It's not national news anymore, but that community's been turned upside down, inside out, by what began in August of 2014. Been a turnover of, I believe, most of the city officials, chief police, the mayor, and so forth. A lot of city council people. The city entering into agreements with the Department of Justice to make changes to favor the African Americans who live there, give them a privileged status in that community. When I say privileged status, I mean being treated differently than everybody else, special treatment. But that's what's going on, and that will continue for years into the future. I haven't been to Ferguson since all these things happened. I've, Ferguson is a suburb of St. Louis, and I've been there many times for various social and business reasons over the years. A blue-collar community where typically it's what might be called working-class people, blue-collar people who live there and work there. Pleasant community, or at least it was. I don't know what it's like now. I was talking to my brother, who spent most of his adult life running a construction company, which he shut down around 2008 because of the things that were going on with the economy. He just didn't have enough business. He's doing fine, by the way, running another business. But he says, John, there's so much construction going on, the construction companies cannot find carpenters to hire. Now, that's Metro St. Louis, by the way. Metro St. Louis. So much construction work that jobs are going unfilled. Unfilled in the current situation in Metro St. Louis. Well, if you're a carpenter or a plumber, an electrician or a painter, concrete finisher, that'd be a good thing, wouldn't it? Iron worker. I'm glad to hear that. I'm really, it warms my heart. This coming year, there's going to be a lot of opportunity for people who recognize the opportunity and seize it. A lot of opportunity. A very dear friend of mine, he and his wife escaped, literally escaped under cover of darkness from Czechoslovakia about 30 years ago, 31 years ago. They were youngsters in their early 20s at the time. I've been watching, I've known this man for 22 years, be 23 years this coming June that we've met. How he observes things that Americans don't see, how he sees economic opportunity that Americans don't see. He came here looking for freedom, for a republic to live in, and what he found was just as much socialism as he left in Czechoslovakia. Not quite as bad, but close. But he still found economic opportunity, and he's done quite well for himself and his wife. He's run as many as 3 and 4 businesses at the same time. Busy guy, bright guy. And I've always admired him for his ability to look at something that that all Americans look at and don't recognize, which is opportunity, financial, economic opportunity, in a number of different areas. I think he may have been an employee for maybe the first 3 to 5 years he was in the States, while he was still, you know, learning the language and learning the lay of the land, so to speak. But he's been self-employed ever since. And good for him. I say good for him. Professor McKinney advocates people start their own internet-based business. And I second that motion. Why not? The majority of our population does have access to high-speed internet these days. There are certainly places that don't, but most people have access to high-speed internet without using a satellite. Satellite connection is still pretty pricey for most people most of the time. My friend Tim Spencer, his internet connection is not what it should be, but he's dealing with it. But an internet-based business would be a smart thing, don't you think? A way to become independent, maybe have a second stream of income in addition to your normal day job, so to speak. So that's something people need to look into. It's going to be different things for different people. The one I mention the most, of course, is having an eBay seller's account and selling your dust collectors on eBay. Most Americans, most of the time, have closets, attics, basements, garages, storage sheds that have all kinds of things in them that they'll never, ever use again if they ever use them in the first place. I know quite a few people who have wedding gifts that have never been out of the box, birthday gifts that have never been out of the box. Take those dust collectors and sell them on eBay. Here, all you need to do is get your seller's account open on eBay. You need a digital camera, internet connection, obviously. PayPal account. You're probably going to want to have an account with the Postal Service so you can do your shipping from home, electronic scale. But just to get started, you don't need all those things. You need the seller's account, the digital camera, internet access, and of course, inventory. Then you're ready to get going. And turn all those dust collectors into cash. I'm going to call on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
I hope you had a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year coming up. Did you ever notice how much generally quieter and peaceful things are when Congress isn't in session and the President isn't busy writing executive orders and presidential decision directives?
Well, it helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, I wonder, maybe we'll just give these guys 6 months off and see how things go. You know, I think Belgium did without a federal government for quite a while, and things were doing, you know, the train still ran and mail still got delivered and stuff. I wonder if we just gave it some time for the people who actually accomplish things and are productive in society to do their thing for a number of months without these guys interfering, maybe we'd be better off.
Well, you know, Glenn, before air conditioning, many of these state legislators in the U.S. Congress didn't even meet in the warm weather because it's just too miserable to be there. Maybe we just turn off the air conditioner. That would shut them down in half the year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and let the state and the counties and local municipalities handle things for a while. And we wouldn't have the federal government, you know, maybe waging proxy wars and stuff like that. You get some stuff done and clean things up a bit, neaten things up. But But alas, I know that's not going to last, and our hype will be, hype factor and our squawk will be up, you know, this week quite a bit. But I am concerned about the economy, where things are going, because what's going on with the Dow? The Dow is not really reflective of the overall economy as a whole. It's just, you know, a handful of blue chip stocks, and if one of them starts underperforming, they pull it out of the Dow and put in something that looks a little better. And you know, I'm just, I think the unemployment, they're lying to us like crazy about what the actual unemployment is. They're trying to tell us that the housing market is on fire, and yet more, you know, so hedge funds are buying up homes, but mortgage applications are down, you know, so it's not individual families buying real estate. It's these large entities, they're going to farm them out to, you know, management outfits that are going to rent, you know, rent houses and stuff like that. So, I mean, those are just a couple of things. But overall, you know, I see this as almost, I feel like they, I'm maybe buying into what some of the gloom and doomers are saying about them pumping things up to make things look like Obama is leaving Trump with a great economy, and then once he gets in, they're going to pull the plug and play interest rate hike games and stuff like that and crash things and blame it all on him. You know, he'd become the scapegoat. I mean, it would have crashed even if Hillary had gotten in, but they wouldn't have made her a scapegoat. You know, they would have made Russia or somebody else a scapegoat. But in this case, I'm afraid Trump is being set up to be made the scapegoat for a crash.
That's certainly a possibility, Glenn. It is a possibility, yeah. No doubt.
We certainly okay. see, but I mean, it's interesting to see if some of the substantive measures that he wants to institute actually do stimulate things like foreign trade and domestic productivity. If we can prevent, you know, the mischief makers from causing trouble and crashing things and give them a chance, like you say, all this development going on in Metro St. Louis, maybe you can get some activity stimulated and keep things going. I'm hopeful. That would be nice. But
well, that would
be. I'm still on guard. But anyway. Well, have a happy new year.
Okay, and, thank
take
you.
Care.
Okay. Call in numbers 800-313-9443. Well, there's things we can control, and there's things we can't control as individuals. We can't control these things going on at the federal level, or even at the state level as far as that goes, as individuals. What you can do is take control over the things that are within your purview. There's a number of things people can do. First of all, pay down debt. You want to pay off all your debt that you can as quick as you can. The high interest credit card debt, for example, mortgage debt, automobiles. It just certainly is some peace of mind to have your motor vehicles paid off, your house paid off. The interest on the credit card debt running at anywhere from 18 to 23, 24%, maybe even higher, I don't know. Sometimes it's said the 11th wonder of the world is what? Compound interest. The 11th wonder of the world. It's easy to lose sight of how much you're really paying with credit card debt. It really is. And for youngsters especially who haven't been properly educated, they can really get in over their head really quick with credit card debt. So getting credit card debt paid off is a smart thing for a lot of reasons. It is. Having a source of income that you control, that you're in charge of, above and beyond any employment that you may have, unless you're self-employed, of course. That would be a good thing. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of December. Call number is 800-313-9443. We've got a caller on hold. We got Phil in Niagara Falls. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, Jack. I don't know if you ever heard of it. His name is Edgar Casey. There's Echo Delta, Golf Alpha Romeo, Charlie Alpha, Yankee Charlie Echo. And he has a map. It's called The Sleeping Prophet. And his map's called the Edgar Casey map, and it's very, very similar to your Navy map. I don't know if you ever heard about it, but
I want to look at. I'm pretty familiar with Edgar Casey, and I haven't looked at his map in quite a while. You say it's pretty similar to the one that I put together with the Navy veterans.
Yes, if you look up on the Internet, Edgar Casey map, and you'll see a couple other maps that pretty well line up with it. That's about all. I just thought I'd give you a good clue on that. Okay, thank you, sir.
Real good. Thank you. There's about 20 or 24 maps put together by psychics showing North America with new coastlines, including Edgar Casey, who's pretty well known, Gordon Michael Scallion, who's almost as well known. I don't have Casey's map here in front of me, but I've looked at Scallion's map extensively, and the Navy veterans say that Scallion's map is accurate from the Rocky Mountains east, and not accurate at all from the Rocky Mountains West. So that's what they say. That is what it is. The map the Navy veterans put together is from the U.S. Navy, of course, scientists. And it's pretty informative to look at that map. And let's see. I think I got it here. Coming up on the Internet. And here it is. Yeah, it's very similar. Casey's map is very similar to Gordon Michael Scallion. It's almost a duplicate, actually. And then there's when you put that into Google, somebody posted the Casey map, or Scallion's map, as being the Navy map, which it's not. That came up about 4 or 5 years ago. That is not the Navy map, but people believe it is because the Internet says so, right? The U.S. government is treating the Navy scientist information as if it is the way things will be. That's what the U.S. Navy is doing. And they're planning accordingly. Part of the plan is to recognize that the U.S. will be split east-west at the Mississippi River because of the new inland sea. Where the Mississippi River Valley is now will be a new inland sea, according to the U.S. Navy. United States Northern Command, U.S. NORTHCOM, has been split. This goes back 5-6 years ago, east-west at the Mississippi River. All the people, all the equipment, all the supplies, all the facilities split east-west at the Mississippi River. There'll be two capitals, Denver being the primary capital and the capital of the western part of the country, and Atlanta, the secondary capital, and, of course, the capital for the eastern half of the country. Everything the federal government's doing is being split east-west at the Mississippi River, with the main emphasis for command and control being in Metro Denver area and, of course, Denver International Airport. I've never been in the premises, but I've driven past the airport on the interstate highway half a dozen times. It's not your typical major U.S. city airport where typically there's going to be all kinds of businesses located around it and a lot of economic activity. That's not the case with the Denver International Airport. It just sits there basically in what looks like a wheat field by itself, with no other buildings or structures or anything else around it. It's not connected to the airport. That's a bit unusual. Of course, Denver didn't need a new airport. The one they had was quite fine. It dealt with the capacity that was needed. And probably would continue to be doing that if they hadn't decided to build a new airport. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of December. Well, I'll be meeting with Tom Berryhill later this week, probably Thursday, to pick up a fresh shipment of energy cleaners. Sales have been going really good. People buying their second and third and fourth units for people that they care about that might be dealing with arthritis pain, back pain, not getting a great night's sleep. And I've been doing this enough years now to recognize when the multiple orders are coming in, when people buy their second and third and fourth units. And typically they'll leave me a note saying that's what they're doing, getting a unit for one of their children, for a sibling, for a parent, and so forth. You can also. You can get one for yourself and get started on the road to optimal health and well-being. Check out the details at my website, thelibertyman.com. The patent application details, the wonderful testimonials from people I know. And then look at what you need to get. You need to get an energy cleaner. You need a mattress pad. I do offer, by the way, a 30-day money-back guarantee on an energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing when you buy an energy cleaner. And I get very few return. The return rate's about 3% or so, give or take a little. That's about it. And I sometimes wonder if those people ever used it. I know from personal experience, I've loaned out units and got them back, and they never were used. Be that as it is, it'll probably help you. For only $285 shipping included, I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Here's my toll-free auto line twice, slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. Next, we go to Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. Are you there?
I'm here. Good.
Yeah. Good morning, John. I just wanted to tell Glenn to relax and not ruin his holiday about an economic crash coming up. Don't worry about it, Glenn, and check out debtclock.org. debtclock.org. It has a national debt clock by state. World's debt clock by countries, and I think you'll find it very interesting. Debtclock.org. And you ever checked that out?
Yeah, I have. In fact, I don't know if he still does. Tim Spence used to have a live link to the debt clock, and you could just watch it, those millions of dollars turn over every minute or two. So.
Yeah, that's what it does. Yes. Yeah. That's what it does by state and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Next, we go to somebody we haven't heard from for a while. Thank you, Dave. Steve O'Neill. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Really good. I was wondering if the gypsies carted you off. I haven't heard from you for a couple of months.
There's times when I wouldn't mind if they carted me off. But there's a couple of things worth mentioning. One, I hadn't heard the comments about the economic crash, but after spending a number of years examining many really high-quality opinions on the economy, you might consider like Bob Chapman or Salenti and a number of others, but honestly, I've settled on a computer model that seems to be very refractory and pretty much puts the fellows in the past mostly on their ears. Economic fundamentals do not rule. And the other thing is gold is not a hedge against inflation. It does not correlate. But it's a value when governments completely fail, which is not happening for us just yet. Martin Armstrong's model, the Socrates computer code, the CIA tried to get him to turn over the source code for and put him in prison for 7 years trying to do it. And they didn't succeed. He's still publishing. And his numbers are extremely accurate. We're not going to have a crash for a while. 18 is there's going to be an issue with the bonds, maybe a very serious one. The stock market is probably going to, in general, rise. There's going to be turbulence, but there's a lot to say that there's going to be a flight of capital into the United States because of the failing of the other world currency. This is why our interest rates are low, John. We are the reserve currency. We have to play a balancing act, which is not necessarily in our nation's interest, in which essentially the Rothschild Bank and so forth twists the arm of our Federal Reserve to keep interest rates low so that the rest of the world's currencies, including the euro, don't collapse. This is bad for retirement accounts in the United States and investment in general. And the Federal Reserve has had to struggle between a rock and a hard place. That's really what's going on. They're going to be raising it a little more, I think, in June, another quarter point. But it's worth mentioning that the Malthusian or apocalyptic view of the economy, listen, we are going to face a day of reckoning. The 2022 to 24 and again in 2032, those years seem to be the peaks. That's a technical thing we don't want to go into now, but we may be okay with Trump for a little while, but then things will turn later. The very peak for gold would be around 5,000, probably, not any higher. And it's probably going to go lower for a little while right now. That's the information I have. I was on a very different subject, John. I was going to mention on the energy cleaner, I finally replaced my batteries after 5 years. It was still running. And I would highly recommend the Duracells. Rayovacs, cheaper batteries, don't last.
No, that's not what the manufacturer, the engineer, Tom Burrell, knows more than anything. There's actually a difference in the signal put out by different batteries, and the carbon zinc dollar store batteries put out the best signal, and we do recommend changing them once a year. And of course, you're only looking at about less than $5 to change out the batteries once a year, Steve. So we don't recommend the Duracells or the Copper Tops at all because of the signal they put out is not the signal we're looking for.
Interesting. A difference in the resistance of the battery? Let's do that. Yeah, the other ones tend to erode quickly, and you have to replace them much sooner.
Right. Well, even the best ones are going to leak. I don't care how good they are. Any and all batteries are subject to leakage, and it will damage the unit. But if you change them out once a year, I put a paper tag on mine showing the date to change the batteries, and that will help.
Another thing you can do, of course, is check it periodically and make sure they're not starting to do that. But,
that would help. That would help a lot. Yep. I just had to send a unit in from a friend of mine, sent it to Berry Hill to be rebuilt from battery damage from battery leakage just last week. So, yeah. Okay. Steve, don't be a stranger.
I just want to mention another thing. There's some technical details to talk about the energy cleaner sometimes, but I was going to mention, in terms of Edgar Cayce, I attended the ARE conference on Earth Changes and down in Mill Ranch, Texas in 05. Personally had some long conversations with Jonathan Eagle and Thomas Hutton, who wrote the book Earth's Catastrophic Past and Future. And that map, there's a number of things to talk about in terms of the Edgar Cayce map. The time scale of that change is much, much longer than what the Navy would suggest. There's a major difference there, and there's a general flooding in a lot of areas. Some areas do come up, but the time scale is very long. Another factor is the issue of the change in the Earth's orbit, the actual change of its axis. And of course, we know that the only way that can really occur is due to a comet, a major comet, getting within a reasonable distance.
Right.
But the Earth's core, John, points in a different direction than our actual North Pole that we see, and this is probably due to that effect. And there's another. Actually, John and I talked about the nuclear aspect of what's going on in the Earth's core, and this is largely unknown. But a lot of the heat is produced from that. But anyway. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting discussion that go around that map, and I think that anyone looking at that, it's a very fertile subject.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I thought it was...
yeah.
Anyway, a pleasure talking with you, John.
Well, thank you, Steve. Like I said, don't be a stranger. Look forward to hearing from you again soon. Okay, next we go to Mike in Arizona. Good morning, Mike.
Yes, good morning, JR. I got a couple of ideas here. This first one ties in with your prepper tip of the day about checking your bug out bag.
Right.
I'd like to also suggest to people that it might be worth their while to have a small empty backpack, kind of like, you know, a book bag, you know, JanSport or something. You can go and pick them up at garage sales for $1 or so. It doesn't have to be, you know, brand new off the shelf. And the idea behind this is, say, for instance, if you have your bug out or bug in bag that you're going to have be at work with and then have to go by foot to get to your house, there's, because of something that might happen, there could be a lot of pandemonium and carjacking and things like that, people breaking into vehicles. So the idea behind the empty backpack is to clean out your vehicle, especially like your glove compartment with your vehicle registration and your insurance card that has your address on it. Because if you're on foot and somebody's in a vehicle and they know where you are or where your vehicle is and where you live, they might actually get to your house before you do. So, and there's other things that, you know, there might be tools, flashlights, and things like that. So it always would be worthwhile to have a empty backpack so you could clean out your car so somebody else isn't going to clean it out.
Well, that's a good idea. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. The next issue, I'm reading a book about the OSS, and I hear all these things on the alternate media, and people are talking about Donald Trump and, oh, the people he's selecting to have on this part and that part, and, oh, these people are from Goldman Sachs, and it's just the same old neocons that are in here. But as I was going through this book about the OSS and Wild Bill Donovan, and, you know, he had been in World War One, had been wounded in the trench warfare, and was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. So when World War Two came along, he certainly wasn't obligated to join the military because he had already fulfilled his obligation. But what he did, though, when with communications with FDR, is to assemble a tremendous team with the OSS. And, you know, they were lawyers, professors, corporate leaders, because they needed these professional people that could actually wage war. And in a roundabout way, we're already at war here in this country. Obviously, he's under siege. Everybody's been attacking him from the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the news media, and everybody else. So, I mean, it might be just a coincidence, but it certainly strikes me as the similarity in the historical account of what Bill Donovan had done to assemble a tremendous team to achieve victory by not getting just what we call military people in the thing. It's, you know, I mean, they were people that absolutely were very successful multimillionaires that had surrendered their position in society to join the OSS to wage war.
So you're making a comparison, drawing the analogy between the team Colonel Donovan put together and what Donald Trump's doing right now.
Correct.
Okay, I understand that. That makes sense. Yep, I agree. Okay.
Well, you know, the thing is if you're going to try to take these people down about the bankers and how we're getting screwed in contracts and corporate and international trade, it would behoove people to have somebody on the team that was actually worked in there to understand the workings of what the sorry mess that we've got ourselves into. You wouldn't want to just go get some dog catcher to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff or something like that.
What Donald Trump understands is the following: that just because you work for Goldman Sachs at an executive level doesn't mean you support the ultimate goals and mission statement of Goldman Sachs. Doesn't mean that at all. It means you were a trusted employee who was, you know, doing the company thing there while you were there. And I think Donald Trump understands that and will pick people that he knows for a fact to privately be good, patriotic Americans who will do the right thing for the right reasons, as opposed to continuing to support whatever group they may have came from, such as Goldman Sachs. I believe and I hope that's what's going on there, Mike.
Very good. Thank you for your time. Happy New Year, and I'll see you on the flip side later.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, Mike. The call number is 800-313-9443. The men and women that Donald Trump is choosing for cabinet level and other positions is just throwing the liberals into an absolute tizzy. And I like that. I think that's a good thing. I think it's a real good thing. And of course, they bring their own people with them. I mentioned this last week. If you appoint a general or a high-level Fortune 500 executive. They're going to bring their own trusted people with them to be their personal staff, men and women that they've worked with for years, and they have a working relationship. They know that they can trust them, and trust and personal relationships are very important at that level or at any level as far as that goes. So he's putting together a very formidable team that I believe actually has some chance of accomplishing most, if not all, their goals. It's not going to be easy. And Donald Trump has some very serious enemies at very high levels. Of course his life is at risk. That's a given. Of course the man's life is at risk on one hand. On the other, he'll have the best protection that can be had, the combined resources of the Secret Service and the various federal, state, and local law enforcement to keep the man safe. And we'll see. We shall see. There's an old saying in my business, of course, I've done some executive protection, that if any man willing to give up his life can take out anybody they choose, which is pretty much a true statement. If you're willing to die to accomplish your goal, you can probably take them out. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We'll be right back.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of December. Well, we're going to get a little bit early start this morning with Mr. Leon Green. Leon is with us right now, and Leon is a gentleman who's taken the time, made the effort to become very knowledgeable about anything and everything connected to essential oils, especially doTERRA essential oils and their proprietary blends, helping us to have a fun, happy, productive, healthy life. Morning, Leon.
Morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Really good. Sounds like you got a strong connection, so don't move. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
Well, Leon, you're out in the mountains someplace and out west getting some training today, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing some armor class, AR,
okay.
A day of each.
AR and what was the other one?
Oh, yeah, then the Glock and then XD and then last season 1911. First thing I tried. First thing I shot.
Well, good. Glad to hear that. Well, Leon, we got the new year coming up. This time next week, it will be 2017. And a lot of people this time of year, they do a kind of a reflection on where their life is and where they'd like it to be, don't they?
Absolutely. Many cases, we have a thing called a new year, new you, where people want to make an improvement on their health and wealth, in that matter. So what they do is they join the program, and then they focus on whether it's cleansing, you know, detoxification, whatever the case is. So it's a great way to start the year off right.
It is, absolutely. Well, it's going to be changes for people, for dietary changes, attitude changes, and so forth. And the energy cleaner will be part of it, as well as, of course, the essential oils. And people need to look at all these things and look at it in a holistic manner rather than just piecemeal one at a time, don't they, Leon?
Yes, your body is a whole system in its entirety. And what's awesome about using the oils, like one example is frankincense. It's phenomenal for soothing, but it's also naturally antibacterial, and it's also anti-inflammatory. So one oil can cover a multitude of systems, just like your body. I've noticed when I sleep on the energy cleaner, I feel better, and I didn't take it out in the desert with me now, so I'm going to see how these 2 weeks are without it. So I noticed my pain in my upper left shoulder, which had a rotator cuff injury. After skiing in Europe, I noticed, you know, that's gone away. So I don't know if it's a combination of using all the deep blue and healing it, or is it just energy cleaning is making that much of a difference? So.
Well, you're going to notice a difference with the energy cleaner being gone in about the third or fourth day is when you'll notice it. But you'll be okay. I mean, you're a tough guy. I know that. I know you, man.
I see that. Yep.
Well, we have new listeners every week. This is radio. And here's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, doTERRA essential oils. You need to check this out for yourself. Here's what you do. First, I'm a reader. Most of you listeners are readers, as opposed to most Americans who aren't. Get a copy of the following book, Modern Essentials. Modern Essentials. And then send me an email from my doTERRA website link, and I will send it back to you by return email. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who...